Tatum Murphy. I'm interviewing Alan Holmes, my grandfather. He owns a farm in Illinois, has 5 grandchildren that help with him. He has a wife and 2 kids. I selected him because he's the most humble man I know. He shows what it takes to become a successful person in life, dedication and commitment. How's it going, Papa?
Hey, it's going great, Abe.
Okay, first question. What was it like before the internet?
Well, life was slower.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that I probably went to the library a lot or checked out things in the school resource room for if you wanted to know something. But I will tell you one thing kind of interesting, and you won't realize this, but almost every household back in the day before the internet had a set of encyclopedias. So that was cool, but yeah. Internet.
Okay, next question. What was your first job?
My first job, Hayden, I was 9 years old, and my dad and I, he helped me get a lawnmower, and I mowed about 10 people's yards in our small community, and you're going to laugh, but the most expensive yard I mowed, the lady paid me $2. The cheapest one, I kid you not, the lowest yard, priced yard I mowed was $1. That was for an old, remarkable woman named Mary Rabb, and she used to own a tavern in our town. And so, that was the deal.
Yeah.
That was my first job on my own.
Mm-hmm.
My first serious job where I had to show up. I went in and asked to mow people's yards. There's some older guy that's wanting to quit mowing yards. He's going to move on to something else. So I picked up other guys' yards that were moving on. They were driving or they were doing other stuff, going places, baling hay on farms and everything. The first job I ever got, Hayden, was at our local grocery store. And I went in and asked the owner. I was 12 years old at the time.
Uh-huh.
Which now got to be 16 or 17 or something like that. But anyway, I went and asked the owner. I said, I'm here to ask you for a job, and I'll show up on time. I'll do what you tell me to do. I'll dress appropriately. I will treat your customers with respect. And just give me a chance. And he said, let me think about it and come back, talk to me tomorrow.
Right.
So when I went the next day after school, which school got out at 3:30,
mm-hmm.
The store was pretty close. He said, okay, you're going to start right now. Put this apron on and go up there and start stacking groceries and be a carryout boy. So here's the good part, hey, you won't believe this. The guy I was helping was a senior in high school. Here I am, like, 8th grade. And I was tall in 8th grade, so I looked older. But anyway, he showed me how to do it. You know, you put cold stuff together in one bag. You don't ever put eggs, you know, at the bottom. You're careful with potato chips and cookies and crackers that you don't put them in something that'll break them or smash them or whatever. It was all really kind of cool. And we had 2 checkout lanes. It was a small town grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
But about 2 weeks later, I said, where's Rodney at? What happened to him? They said, oh, he got mononucleosis. He's probably not coming back because it was towards the end of his senior year and he was just making a little money after school. And so I went home that night and my mom and dad said, hey, how'd everything go at the store? I said, pretty good. I said, I've only been working 2 weeks and I got a promotion. They said, what's that? I said, I'm a head carryout boy now.
Oh, wow.
The other guy got mono. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But, I worked here 4 years. That was good. I learned how to, that ended up cutting. Learning how to sack groceries, talking to people, being respectful, dressing appropriately. I didn't have long hair. My hair was cut. I was playing on the 8th grade basketball team, so my hair was not long. And showing up on time and doing all I was told to do. The owner of the store, later on, he had me helping. He taught me how to cut meat. I learned how to cut up pork and beef and chicken and display it in the case. I learned how to work in the bakery. I learned how to make donuts and bread and cakes. I learned how to work with produce, the vegetables and everything. And I also ordered frozen food. So I'd order all the pizzas, the TV dinners, and he'd tell me, go ahead and figure this out. You're going to make a mistake or two, but you know, it's not like we won't close up. So Four years later, Hayden, I had keys to the front door of the store, and he'd allow me to come in and get things going before the other helpers got there sometimes in the morning during the summer. And if he had to leave, he'd say, okay, Alan, you lock up tonight. So there I was.
Pretty special, you know, huh?
16 years old, and I had a key to the store. That's weird.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's amazing what just being a carryout boy, so to speak, led to. And that was good to be around people and learn how to conduct yourself and be respectful and stuff. So that's pretty good. It's a good job.
All righty.
Don't be hating, and I hope I don't embarrass you.
Nope. It's all good. All right. Thank you, Paul.